Penguin Audio presents Appointment in Samara by John O'Hara. Read by Christian Camargo. Death Speaks. There was a merchant in Baghdad who sent his servant to market to buy provisions. And in a little while the servant came back, white and trembling, and said, "Master, just now when I was in the marketplace, I was jostled by a woman in the crowd, and when I turned, I saw it was death that jostled me." She looked at me and made a threatening gesture. "Now, lend me your horse, and I will ride away from this city and avoid my fate. I will go to Samara, and there death will not find me." The merchant lent him his horse, and the servant mounted it, and he dug his spurs in its flanks, and as fast as the horse could gallop, he went. Then the merchant went down to the marketplace, and he saw me standing in the crowd, and he came to me and said, "Why did you make a threatening gesture to my servant when you saw him this morning?" "That was not a threatening gesture," I said. "It was only a start of surprise. I was astonished to see him in Baghdad, for I had an appointment with him tonight, in Samara." W. Somerset Maugham. Chapter 1. Our story opens in the mind of Luther L. for Leroy, Fliegler, who is lying in his bed, not thinking of anything, but just aware of sounds, conscious of his own breathing and sensitive to his own heartbeats. Lying beside him is his wife, lying on her right side and enjoying her sleep. She has earned her sleep, for it is Christmas morning, strictly speaking, and all the day before she has worked like a dog, cleaning the turkey and baking things and, until a few hours ago, trimming the tree.